I'd love to be hostess. It's a big event.
So when's the big event?
Big event in that room, 15 minutes.
It's gonna be a big event.
Biggest event ever.
The biggest event of your life.
We gotta stage some big dramatic event.
And now for our biggest star, it's
time for the big reveal.
The River Network presents Dimitri live and dangerously local on River Talk 1290, 100.1, 1430, and 100.9. Time to get your morning up to speed with Dimitri live and dangerously local, a River Network production.
Well, maybe we're not going to the Super Bowl after all. Holy cow, did you see the game yesterday against the Eagles? Not pretty, not pretty at all. That opening drive was pretty much all I needed to realize that the Steelers are a good team, not a great team, but oh well. Hey, thanks so much for joining us, Dimitri, live and dangerously local. We have breaking news this morning. It's the Belmont Buzz, ladies and gentlemen.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. 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 What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening.
Why should you want to know?
Well, Karen Fatula is going to tell you. She is the news director, rivernews.org, and she is breaking a big story about Belmont County Jobs and Family Services. Later on this morning, all those drones that are causing people to lose their minds throughout the Northeast here in the United States. Well, I might have the answer. I can't guarantee that this is going to be the answer, but I can make a very, very strong case that what we're looking at here, and I don't mean to be alarmist or anything like that, but there might be an issue, regarding radioactivity and nukes. Just hear me out. That'll be later on this morning. You're going to hear some very, very good experts give very detailed explanations about what they think it is. And yes, we are talking about the speculation, nukes. Stay tuned. I've done all the homework. You don't have to think. I'll take care of that for you. But first up, we have Karen Fatula here. By the way, you can see her and see the whole show here on the Facebook live stream of Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local. We've got our state-of-the-art camera, which is my old iPad, which is, well, it's what it is, aimed at Karen, who got all dolled up today just for this event. Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Well, anytime.
All right, great. So Karen's been working on this big story for like, I don't know, forever. And you really went to just, you covered so many different angles with this. So what's the big breaking headline news?
Basically, employees from Belmont County Job and Family Services made some extensive out-of-state travel to different conferences in 2023. The big trip was to Hawaii, and that trip alone cost $26,000. Seven employees went. In addition to going to Hawaii, employees went to Las Vegas, California, Virginia Beach. Those were major trips that were out of state, and this all came from a Children's Services Recruitment and Retention Grant Fund that the state Ohio Department of Job and Family Services made available to all 88 counties in 2022. There was a pot of $15 million that was out there. But the kicker is it wasn't supposed to be used for travel.
What?
No. I have that confirmed from Bill Teets, the communications director with the Ohio Department of Job and Family Services. So a little bit of background, we put a lot of time and effort into unraveling this story. It was a lot of information to get through. It seems that the genesis of how we found this, workers posted on social media about the conferences where they were sent to. So they were on the beach in Hawaii, on the Big Island, or on the island of Oahu for five nights back in April of 23, I believe. And then there were rumors people had gone on these trips, and I think other media had tried to confirm this, but we did a FOIA request to for Freedom of Information Act request to the state DGFS in Columbus, and got everything confirmed back from their communications director, Bill Teets. And then he suggested for additional detail, we get a hold of Belmont County Job and Family Services. So we did another request, a formal written request, to Jeff Felton, the director out there, and they gave us voluminous amounts of paper and information, which, you know, they're required to, and it took a while to sort through it. But again, major highlights of this: trips to Hawaii, Las Vegas, California, Virginia Beach, and there were bonuses as well as trips. What? So some of the children's services supervisors and employee workers were also given some bonuses, cash bonuses.
What are we talking about here?
I think that
the $50, $100?
$2,000.
$2,000?
For supervisors. And let's see. It's all in the article that I posted this morning on rivernews.org and also on our Facebook page. The children's services workers in total received $7,500 in retention bonuses for casework staff. And they also received an extra $100 per day if they were on-call workers, which is, I think it's the emergency workers that have to work, you know, odd shifts if something would come up overnight.
But if you're in Hawaii, what?
Well, I don't think they were servicing the Polynesian population at that point. But this is, you know, obviously for people who were here in Belmont County. And on-call supervisors received $2,000 in bonuses in March and June 23, and they went to national conferences. And one was considered an international conference. That's the one that was in Hawaii, because I believe people from across the Pacific area, maybe Australia, New Zealand, China, I don't know. They were basically in the South Pacific, might have attended those conferences.
And they also were in Mississippi as well?
Well, let me back that up. I think some of the documentation they sent to me, there is what I would call legitimate out-of-state travel. I think they were placing some children in foster care in that area. I think that's just something that's done.
The others, though, are just pretty much junkets. Is that what you're saying?
Conferences, yes. And I did reach out to Jeff Felton, the director, and he's been very forthcoming with all the information, so kudos to him for doing that. What he says is, quote, the grant was to assist counties recruiting and retaining child welfare staff. Many counties use these funds for signing bonuses and retention bonuses. Our staff had an average of over 15 years experience with little turnover. We decided to allow staff to attend conferences they would not normally be able to attend, and this plan was approved by the state. However, the information that I received from the state was that the application Belmont submitted did not specify the location of any conferences and did not indicate the use of funds for travel to the conference. And the state fund, the state grant, was not intended for travel. And the state Job and Family Services office in Columbus was made aware of this in June 2023 of the allegations that Belmont County had used the funds for out-of-state travel. The total amount of money that Belmont received was just a little over $40,000.
$40,000 total? And how much of that, do you know, went for travel?
I did not break that down specifically. I know Hawaii cost $26,000, and there was $7,500 in bonuses. So, a little under 30.
I don't want to do math in my head. I don't have good results when I do that.
Yes.
But the bottom line is, if I understood you correctly, I don't want to put words in your mouth, that there is a clear violation here of fiscal policy, maybe fiscal mismanagement, that Belmont County Jobs and Family Services took money from the state that was specifically not for travel and used that for travel.
That is what I am interpreting from the communications director of Job and Family Services, Bill Teets. And let me read his full statement. It's about five lines. Okay. I think I'm going to back this up and just state this again because I just want to make this to be very clear. This is from Bill Teets, Communications Director, Job and Family Services, Columbus. We were made aware in June 2023, of the allegations that Belmont County had used the funds for out-of-state conferences and did confirm that approximately $40,000 was used. We found no indication that any money was used to pay for family members. That was a concern people had brought up. After reviewing the situation, we discussed with the county that while the use of the grant for training was allowable, the intention was not that it be used for travel. We also discussed the need to consider in the future whether selecting certain conference locations is the best use of public resources and to consider training opportunities that are virtual or closer. We decided not to seek reimbursement of any of the funds.
Did he say why? Because this is the taxpayers' money. It was misspent by Belmont County Jobs and Family Services. It should not have been spent for travel.
I do not know why they did not follow up on reimbursement for that. I think reading this sentence, it was a discussion that the state had with Belmont County, but they chose not to.
My goodness. Did Felton have anything to say about that? An explanation about why he spent that money on travel when he shouldn't have?
They were just saying it was an opportunity for their workers to learn things at conferences they would not otherwise have been able to attend. And their contention is the state approved it.
Wow.
But the state is saying when Job and Family and Belmont put the grant together, they failed to mention where they were planning to travel to.
And yet the state lets them get away with it.
They're not requesting the money back, the $40,000.
Unbelievable.
And the other thing too with this grant, yeah. it was again across all 88 counties, and some things that were done with it, counties had the discretion to reimburse or repay student loans for workers, for children's services workers, which I think is kind of a standard practice. I think it's really hard to recruit
student loans?
Student loans. So if you have someone that's going to be a children's services worker and agrees to work for X amount of years, hey, we'll pay off your loans if you agree to work here. To sweeten the deal.
Wow.
You do have to admit it's incredibly difficult work.
Well, I don't know that. I mean, may be, but I don't know that. Yeah. I can't admit to it because I don't know what they do.
Well, for full disclosure, I was not a children's services worker, but I was a Belmont Job and Family Services employee. I left about 15 years ago.
All right. I want to talk with you more about that to help fill in the blanks. Breaking story here. Karen Fatula, news director, rivernews.org, Job and Family Services, Belmont County, Job and Family Services. It's the Belmont
what's the
Buzz.
Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening.
Why should you want to know?
More with her coming up in just a bit. Download the River Network app and then click River Talk.